Hi, thank you for calling customer care. My name is Cindy, and may I have your zip code, please, so I can attempt to locate your account?
Yes, it's 77550.
Thank you. And your first and last name?
Nina Hughes, NINAHGHES.
Okay, I do have an account pulled up. And if you can
Okay.
verify for me, please, your address.
3217 Avenue O, Galveston, Texas.
Thank you. One moment, if you don't mind.
Okay.
Okay, I just had to wait to see what was ordered, and it looks like you ordered a space heater. And how can I help you?
Okay, do you show, I have two different charges.
Mm-hmm.
One is for $56.95.
Yes, it looks like that charge is for our shopping membership where you would receive a $125 gift card that goes to your email address, which allows you to shop online.
Well, we didn't subscribe to that.
That came along with the space heater.
Well, could I have a refund on that? Because I'm not interested in that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now we do have a strict refund policy. Once you've been billed for the product, it is yours to keep. What I can do, the system will allow a 35% credit. I can override that and credit 50% back to your account.
So you're saying that the $56.95 was
mm-hmm.
payment for the heaters?
No,
And
you,
then,
well, no, you paid $9.97 for the space heater, but the $56.95 is for our shopping membership where you would receive a $125 gift voucher.
Yeah, I know, but we were not aware that a shopping membership was coming with it.
Yes, that came along when you selected the space heater. It was disclosed in the terms and conditions.
Okay, then we'll send the space heater back. We'll just and just
no, we don't accept the product back.
You don't
we
accept
can just,
the product back.
No, you were on a recurring program. You were going to be billed the $56.95 every month while receiving
Oh,
the.
Oh no, we're not paying $56 every month.
No, that's what I was just letting you know. That's why I was able to cancel out the account. You were speaking in reference to a refund. We have a strict refund policy that's disclosed in the terms. But I understand it was a misunderstanding of what you signed up for.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm able to at least credit 50% of that amount back to your account.
So am I going to be paying a certain amount every month?
No, I canceled out the account, so you won't pay it every month.
Okay.
No, that was the first thing I did, made sure I canceled it.
Okay, and then
Mm-hmm.
the other payment for... on February 11th for, let's see, $9.97.
That's the shipping and handling charge for the space heater.
Okay, so it was one space heater?
Mm-hmm, yes, one space heater, and then the $56.95 is for the shopping membership. So you'll have a $125 voucher that's in your email address, which will allow you to shop online.
So there's no way I can get rid of that. I mean,
no, you won't.
Come,
right, you're going
I mean,
to receive it anyway. You're just not going to continuously receive it. You won't receive one next month or thereafter. And then the $56.95 that you rebuild, I can refund half of that.
Okay. So whatever you're looking at on the screen, it just shows
mm-hmm.
that I bought one space heater.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that was back on the 10th of February.
You bought. Okay, hang on for a second.
Mm-hmm.
The store. Oh, you can tell me that. Okay, that's fine. Okay, I'm just double checking.
Okay, no problem.
My daughter. Okay.
Okay,
okay. Well, so will I get an email for this shopping voucher?
Yes, it's going to.
It's going to be coming.
Mm-hmm. It's the 10th. You might have already received it. It would have come from Consumer Direct Savings. So if you can look in your email, if you see anything from Consumer Direct Savings, if it's not in your regular mail, you could check your spam or junk mail.
Okay. Well,
mm-hmm.
thank you very much.
You're welcome. You do want to allow 3 to 5 business days for processing of the credit. Your account's canceled,
okay.
and then you will receive email confirmation as well.
Okay. Okay. Well, thank
okay.
you.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling customer care.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye.